Light of the Bhagavat, verse 47. From the transcendence, which is called Krishna Loka, there emanates a glowing effulgence that resembles the tail of a comet. This glowing effulgence is unlimited, immeasurable, and unfathomable. And within this effulgence, there are innumerable glowing planets, each of which are self-luminous. Somewhere, a limited part of that glowing effulgence is covered by the material energy, just as a part of the sky is covered by a cloud. Within this material energy, there are innumerable universes, and in every universe, there are innumerable material planets, and the earth is but one of these planets. Thus, we can understand what an insignificant part of the entire cosmos is this globe on which we live. Krishna Loka, as mentioned above, is the residence of the personality of Godhead, the original transcendence. And the glowing effulgence emanating from Krishna Loka is but the personal glow of Krishna himself. The Almighty Lord, being full of inconceivable energies, expands himself in various forms and energies. And there are forms from his energy as well as forms from his person. Krishna has innumerable energies, and therefore Krishna can do anything and everything just as Krishna desires, and these things take place immediately with all perfection. Krishna's energies are just like the heat and light which expand from a fire. The entire cosmic manifestation is nothing but an expansion of Krishna's energies. The energies are emanations from him, and therefore the emanations are simultaneously one with and different from him. The transcendence can also be compared to milk, and the emanations are compared to yogurt. Yogurt is nothing but milk, but at the same time, it is still different from milk. Yogurt is also a milk preparation, but it cannot be used in place of milk. Krishna is also sometimes compared to a tree. The root of the tree is the cause of the trunk, branches, twigs, leaves, and fruits. Yet the trunk is not the fruit. The fruit is not the leaf, nor is the leaf the root. When water is needed, it has to be poured on the root, not on the leaves. For pouring water on the leaves serves no purpose, but pouring water on the root serves all purposes. This is the essence of the philosophy of spiritual culture. Krishna Loka is also called Goloka Vrindavan. Beneath this Goloka are Haridham, Mahesh Dham, and Devi Dham. Hari, Vishnu, Narayan are the formal expansion of Krishna. Mahesh, or Lord Shiva, is the formal energetic expansion of Krishna, and Devi is Krishna's energy expansion, whereas the living entities are also energetic expansions of Krishna. There are two different kinds of living entities called liberated souls and conditioned souls. The planets within the glowing effulgence are called Haridham, and on these planets the predominating deity is Hari, and the predominated deities are the liberated souls. The features of the liberated souls and those of Hari are almost the same, and yet Hari is predominator and the liberated souls are predominated. The innumerable planets in Haridham are predominated by different formal expansions of Krishna, and all of them have different names. The universes within the material energy are called Devidham, and within Devidham, the predominating deity is Vishnu, who is assisted by Brahma and Shiva. Devidham is controlled by three modes, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. Vishnu is the incarnation of goodness, Brahma the incarnation of passion, and Shiva the incarnation of ignorance. Brahma creates, Vishnu maintains, and Shiva destroys the material creation. The material creation comes into being by the will of Krishna, and it is again annihilated by Krishna's will. But although the universes of the material energy are thus created and annihilated, the planets in Haridham are ever existent. The conditioned living entities who wish to enjoy and not serve are given a chance within Devidham to seek liberation. Some of them enter Haridham, some of them enter Maheshdham, and some of them remain within Devidham. Maheshdham is the marginal place between Haridham and Devidham. The impersonalists who want to merge into the existence of the transcendence are placed within Maheshdham. And those who want to remain within the planetary systems of the material universes do so on various planets. But those who want to go outside the material energy can enter Haridham and go either to various planets there or directly to Krishna Loka. The system of Bhakti Yoga makes one eligible to enter Haridham. The system of Jnana Yoga makes one eligible to enter Maheshdham. And the system of Karma Yoga obliges one to remain in Devidham and repeatedly be born and die, changing his or her material covering according to the standard of karma one performs.